Alright, so I don't want to get a lot of hate for this, but I'm going to be talking about something. I've already talked about the Sims 4. I did. And, you know, they were great. They have their quirks, you know. I do believe that it's a lot funner when you actually buy the packs and stuff, you know. So let's hit it back, and let's head back to The Sims 3. I'm currently playing The Sims 3. I own it. I haven't played it in a while. So, I did have characters on here. So, because I'm getting back into the basis of it and everything, I decided to create a new character. I do like how it's a little bit more in touch and you're able to have a little bit more spiciness with when you're creating the character, like such as when you're doing the hair and stuff, you can actually put like highlights in. I really enjoy that. I like that you could do multiple different colors. I do enjoy the fact that they do allow that. And I haven't been able to find out how to do that really with The Sims 4 yet, so that is something that I enjoyed on this. I do like that, and I feel like the faces are a little bit better. The graphics are kind of terrible, I'm not gonna lie there. But, I mean, you can literally customize your eyes to as bright as you want them, or as dark as you want them. I like that. It is upsetting, it is also upsetting that, I mean, the outfits at the very beginning without having any expansion packs and stuff, it's kind of lame, you know, but that's perfectly fine. I do like that they have the hooker boots in this one, and they don't really have the hooker boots. They still have the full outfits that you can do. I'm not really changing much about my Sims thing just because of the fact that this is just going to be a run. I'm not really going to be playing her a lot. I'm making her a bookworm. I'm making her family orientated because I like it when they're family. I like it when they're friendly. Actually, I took off friendly, family orientated because I don't want them to have that. I did friendly. I did genius. I did loner. That way, so you don't have to have them like. Well, actually, I took off loner and I put neat because I don't like it when they're like dirty. I don't like it when my Sims are dirty. And I made it where she wants to know every recipe. Simple thing, you know. Later on that, I do like that. Her last name is Quinn. I just did a randomized thing. Honestly, I'm checking to see something real quick. Control C. And we're going to do free real estate. On, and let's see if that actually works for this. Yes, it does. Okay, so the free real estate works on this one. It's you do control shift C, free real estate. I just wanted to get her a house that was furnished. I hate furnishing the houses. It's difficult for me. Anyway. So, I'm looking at it now, and I like in this one where it tells you what they want to do. In The Sims 4, it doesn't really tell you what they want to do, and that's kind of upsetting because of the fact that, you know, you kind of want to know what they want. She wants to join the science career. She's going into her house right now. I'm turning the camera. The buttons are still the same with the camera thing. The only thing with this is if you do the control shift C and then you do testing cheats enabled true, you turn on the cheats, and if I can remember right, you can fill their needs like that. And my mom had a way where she would actually be able to fill their skills up as well. So that is pretty awesome. Let's see here. So you gotta click on her to use your phone. And that's okay. She can't really do like what she needs to do. She wants to join a career. So we're gonna actually go about doing that. This is a crappy little house. She wants to learn a cooking skill. So we're gonna take and we're gonna have her have brunch and almond salad. That sounds disgusting. I don't know. Maybe she likes that. She wants to take a cooking class. That's, you know, they don't really have all this stuff. Like, this house is like a terrible house. I'm not saying that it's a great house or anything like that. I actually normally would not have my Sims in this kind of house because I don't like it. There's a little baby bed. There's a crappy bathroom. I mean, this house is upsetting. So we're just going to go about, I'm going to see if I can do what my mom used to could do, where they'd up it. Give me a second. So, she's currently learning it, so I don't know. I mean, she's kind of learning it, so she's cooking. We're going to have her have brunch again, see if she can fix it. She's learning. I'm gonna have to, like, redo this house. I do not like it. The fridge is outside. Yeah. Yeah, the fridge is outside. And then the pantry stuff is inside. So, yeah. Okay, so after you learn a skill, you can't use testing cheats enabled and then move it up. You can't. I thought you could, but you can't. So I don't know what done that one was that she did that. Maybe she had a different cheat code and I didn't know about it. But anyway. With this one, you have to actually click the newspapers to apply for a job, which she's going to be doing. So, with all that being said, I actually do rather enjoy the game itself. Is a little bit more entertaining for me because of the fact that you actually have goals that you're supposed to be doing. Like, with The Sims 4, the Strangerville, where you're actually doing the missions and stuff, I rather enjoyed the factor that you kind of, you know, you got a storyline, you got to do this to that to be able to do this. I enjoyed it. I'm actually going to have her travel. And I do like that you can click the thing and then it'll take, and it'll pop up the whole thing, and then you can, like, you can do it that way. I enjoy that. I enjoy that you can do grocery shopping. I enjoy that you can be a partner at these places. I enjoy the factor that you can do a lot more with this one. You can do so much more. And, I mean, I don't understand what happened. Maybe The Sims 4, they just didn't want to go the same route. But I do believe that if they would have went the same route, it would have had a better outcome, honestly. The mother load, it works in this one to give you max money. Just letting you guys know that. But the problem is, you kind of have to click every time, and you gotta go back into it. Unless you type it in, I think. Nope. Even if you type it in, you have to click it back and forth into it to get it in. Unlike on The Sims 4, they made it where when you're putting in the cheat, I mean, they actually made it easier for you guys. They made it where you didn't have to continuously. But, I mean, if you're okay with that, then you can put in your cheat code as many times as you need. There is a cheat code for The Sims where you can just put in the max amount that you want. I don't know that one, so I can't really help you guys out with that one. I am putting in the cheat code right now because I have to fix this house. This house is terrible. It's like flooded. It's bad. It's one of those bad houses, guys. It's a bad house. Do I always cheat when I play The Sims 4? No. No. Do I always cheat when I play The Sims 3? No. I feel like that kind of takes away from the game a little bit. I mean, yes, it's nice for The Sims to have money. I took a picture of something. Would I suggest cheating in the game? No, not really. I mean, if you really need the cheat code Motherlode, or you need it because, you know, you bought a cheap house and you want to remodel it so that your Sim is happier, then yeah, use it. Use the cheat code if you need to. I mean, that's why they create them, is so that they can be used. I mean, it is annoying to have to continuously do the cheat code, but yeah, do the cheat code if you gotta do the cheat code. You gotta do the cheat code, it's for a reason, you know? I mean, you're not doing it just because, hey, I wanna do a cheat code. No, you're doing it because you didn't have the right thing, or you needed it. You know? I'm currently flattening the land, and then I'm going to put the grass down. But yeah, so I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's really not. Sometimes you got to use cheat codes, sometimes you don't. But which game do I feel like is better? I honestly believe that The Sims 3 has a little bit more challenging, and it's a little funner to play, I guess, really? I mean, you can't delete your mailboxes. You gotta keep what mailbox they give you. I like in The Sims 4 where you get multiple different choices of mailboxes. I don't... but yeah, so that's a little bit about The Sims 3. If you guys want to know more about The Sims 3, I am perfectly fine with doing that. We are probably going to be making another podcast called Game Over as well. Just because of the factor that we kind of wanted to give you guys a little bit more information and stuff, and it'll be just about video games. It won't have any reviews. Well, it'll have reviews, but it'll be just about video games. Like, in November, we're getting a new Pokemon game and stuff like that. We'd like to do reviews on that stuff. But I don't know if we're actually going to do an actual full-on new one, or if we're just going to, you know, let it be. Like I said, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't worry. We'll answer your questions. It may take me a minute to answer them. And I know Nanase hasn't been involved in the podcast here lately, but they are working 8 to 10 hour shifts every day. well, Monday through Saturday, so they're a little tired when they get home and a little cranky. So they haven't really been actively joining in on anything, unfortunately. Yo, yo, yo. But yeah, so that's a little bit about The Sims 3. I hope I gave you guys some kind of insight about it that'll help you in the long run. I mean, I really wish I can. I mean, I really just want to kind of give you guys as much information as possible about The Sims 3 and stuff like that, and Sims 4. I do believe that having packs in either one of the games makes the games a little better. You get better clothing, you get better stuff. My mom's favorite thing about The Sims 4 is the fact that they had already designed rooms. So you didn't have to design the rooms. Because she hated doing that too. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. And like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to ask me and I will answer them the best to my ability. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.